And then there is what happened to me. I was a soldier. I was an officer in the Marines. And then I earned my living as an explorer. I was as fit and healthy as it's possible for a human to be. Then I walked out of my own world by accident and couldn't find the way back. I did many things and learned a great deal in the world I found myself in. But 10 years after I arrived there, I was mortally sick. And this is the reason for all those things. Your daemon can only live its full life in the world it was born in. Elsewhere, it will eventually sicken and die. We can travel if there are openings into other worlds, but we can only live in our own. Lord Osriel's great enterprise will fail in the end for the same reason. We have to build the Republic of Heaven where we are, because for us, there is no elsewhere. Will, my boy, you and Lyra can go out now for a brief rest. You need that, and you deserve it. But then you must come back into the dark with me and Mr. Scoresby for one last journey. Will and Lyra exchanged a look. Then he cut a window, and it was the sweetest thing they had ever seen. The night air filled their lungs, fresh and clean and cool. Their eyes took in a canopy of dazzling stars and the shine of water somewhere below, and here and there groves of great trees as high as castles dotting the wide savanna. Will enlarged the window as wide as he could, moving across the grass to left and right, making it big enough for 6, 7, 8 to walk through abreast, out of the land of the dead. The first ghosts trembled with hope, and their excitement passed back like a ripple over the long line behind them. Young children and aged parents alike, looking up and ahead with delight and wonder, as the first stars they had seen for centuries shone through into their poor starved eyes. The first ghost to leave the world of the dead was Roger. He took a step forward and turned to look back at Lyra and laughed in surprise as he found himself turning into the night, the starlight, the air, and then he was gone, leaving behind such a vivid little burst of happiness that Will was reminded of the bubbles in a glass of champagne. The other ghosts followed Roger, and Will and Lyra fell exhausted on the dew-laden grass, every nerve in their bodies blessing the sweetness of the good soil, the night air, the stars.